Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you are in the world and what time it is when you're tuning in. This is Perrin Desports, and I'm your host for the Group Practice Accelerator podcast from Polaris Healthcare Partners. If you're an entrepreneurial dentist or physician, and you're interested in building a successful group practice, you found your primary resource for some of the industry's best business education. My partner, DeWalker Sinha, and I have decades of experience helping people just like you launch, scale, and ultimately exit successful group practices. In short, we create clarity, confidence, and results. Well, welcome everyone to yet another episode of the Group Practice Accelerator podcast. Today, I am going to share some insights and key takeaways from our recent Catalyst Project course. That's right, it's a six-week class. You've heard me talk about it before. We had a group of 16 in the last one that is wrapping up this week. So probably by the time you listen to this, it will have all concluded. And it's been a very dynamic group. I've really enjoyed it, gotten a lot of insights, and I'm going to share some key takeaways from that that'll probably be a benefit for all of you as you think about this next phase of growth for you personally and your business professionally. It'll be a note-taking episode for sure, so get your pad and pen ready for another wonderful cup of that meal of coffee. The Group Practice Accelerator podcast is on the air. Welcome, everybody, to yet another episode of the Group Practice Accelerator podcast. I am your host, Perrin Desports. And as I teased in the introduction, I'm going to share some maybe key takeaways, insights, mindsets, and a few other odds and ends from the Catalyst Project course that we recently wrapped up. I had 16 very dynamic, very engaged individuals in that class, and it was honestly a heck of a lot of fun. As a quick refresh, the Catalyst Project is a six-week multi-practice accelerator. A lot of our consulting resources, associate equity models, growth capital solutions, all of that is really oriented at people who've already started down the journey to build a group practice. They probably have, I don't know, four or five or six or more locations under tow. They've probably stubbed a toe or maybe several, made a few mistakes along the way, but they've managed to survive and tell the tale of it. And they're looking for professional resources to help them really grow the business into the next phase of overall growth and development. They are committed to the journey when they engage us for consulting resources and associate equity models and things like that. That being said, there are a lot of people, not just in dental, but healthcare services across the board. There are a lot of people that are maybe at one or two locations and are contemplating building a group practice, maybe not 20 to 100 locations, but they want to build a group that might end up being four or five locations eventually. They don't know what they don't know. They don't want to make the same mistakes that many of their colleagues have, and they'd like some level of assurance that this is the right next step for them. And we didn't have an offering for that. Y'all love the podcast. You consume a lot of our content. You see us speak on stage and everything like that. And don't get me wrong, that's great. But it's not really a curated process of the mistakes to avoid going from one to two. Or even if going to two is the right next step for you. If you're already at two locations, what does three or four potentially look like? And what are some of the pitfalls that await you in that journey? The Catalyst Project is an attempt by me to take apart all of those questions and inquiries, and to a degree, some subject matter along with some tools to apply for those who are really at the early stages of contemplating building a group, or those who are at the early stages of their journey and having just started out. The Catalyst Project is a six-week course that I teach live. It's a Monday or Tuesday evening and a Friday morning or Friday afternoon, depending on where we set the times according to the calendar. And these are taught live by me. All of them are recorded. We teach them over Zoom, and they're recorded for playback anytime you'd like. So sometimes if you miss a class or you're traveling or you got a CE on a Friday or something like that, it's not the end of the earth. You can always go back and watch it. It's in a video vault for you. But Monday or Tuesday night is the teaching component. I give you a tool, a concept, a mindset. I break down certain things about where you are with whatever that subject matter is that I'm teaching. And I do it in a hopefully methodical and digestible format. And then we go away for a couple of days, so to speak, and we regroup on Friday and talk about what you learned on Monday or Tuesday night, how you think to apply it. I'll probably give you a little bit of a homework assignment to do in the interim and ask that you send those in. And then we collaborate and discuss it in a group format relative to what you learned earlier in the week or whatever else is on your mind. And I think that's the really cool thing about both the format and the concept. The overarching concept of Catalyst is the mistakes to avoid. It's not a guarantee of success, but if you can simply avoid making a handful of mistakes, both from a practicality standpoint and from a mindset and an application standpoint, you stand a better chance of creating success for yourself if you decide that this is the right journey for you. So it's been a really, really neat project for me. I'm not used to teaching things over Zoom or over the web. I'm used to consulting with clients one-on-one, and I'm used to speaking from the stage or being on a webinar or something like that. But Zoom is different. It's interactive, and it's a great format. We use it a ton, and y'all all know it really, really well. But this type of one-to-many in terms of a group approach is a new wrinkle for us, and one that I think works really, really well with this particular subject matter. So for those in the audience that are thinking about building a group, or they're in the early, early stages of that journey, and you want to find the fundamentals to take note of and the things certainly to avoid, Catalyst is an easy application and the right tool in the toolbox for your learning journey at this stage. I'd highly encourage you to join us in the class that kicks off April 29th, I think it is. But I'll give you more details on that in a registration link. But here are that all of that being said, on the lead up to it, here are some of the key takeaways from the class that I've just completed with those 16 people who asked great questions and were really dialed in for all 6 weeks of the program. One, as I mentioned before, we all talk about success, and we all have a pie in the sky concept, whether it's dollars or locations or whatever, where we think we know what success looks like, and we tend to focus on that. That being said, in the early stages of business building, your number one goal is to avoid failure. And I realize that that sounds obvious, but you need to realize that most of you in the audience can't quantify what that actually means. And when we talk about avoiding failure, these are things that if you do get it wrong, the likelihood is you're going to sink the boat before you even get it out there to sail. And at that point, it creates massive challenges for you that all but distract you from whatever that initial aspect of success was going to be, no matter how big you want to build your business. So we focus on the third rails to avoid, the things not to get wrong, the things that are preventable, but they you have to be intentional about it, and you have to enter that process eyes wide open. So as sort of negative as this may sound, avoiding failure is your best course of creating opportunity for success in the early stages. That includes mindset, and certainly going from one to two or even two to three. The second key takeaway from this Catalyst session with these students is we talk about your personal transition. You've heard me say, and we've even built a conference around scaling from clinician to CEO. So that clinician to CEO, that clinical focus and the way the business creates its viability from your clinical application into a leadership position for you is really based around two things: freeing up time, your time, and that's typically time away from clinical services, the chair, in other words. And then once you're able to do that, as you're able to free up some of your time, what the heck do you do with it? What does a CEO do? What does an executive do? How do you lead a business that's growing in terms of locations, but it's probably been the success of it, it's probably been based around your personality and your leadership within those four walls. It's a lot scarier of a proposition to think about extrapolating that leadership into multiple locations and then continuing to perpetuate it with a longer term view in mind. If you're not aware of it going in, I can tell you from firsthand experience, it's a scary proposition. It tests your mettle, and nobody's ready for it until they bite it off. And sometimes you can know what to do. There is schooling for that, so to speak. You can learn the things to avoid and what to do. And some of it is gut level instinct too. So the second key takeaway is really about maximizing the value of your time, freeing it up, and then how you apply it. Y'all are all accustomed to thinking about your time from like a production per hour, collections per hour, like value of chair time aspect. And that is super important. But if you're going to build a bigger business, time takes on greater gravity, and you have to be intentional about how you unlock that and then how you use it. The third key takeaway, I would say, is thinking tactically around growth. You hear us talk a lot about growth strategy, and we position our consulting offering as strategic consulting. That's like C-suite consulting. When I talk about growth in the Catalyst Project, it is much more tactical. And when we talk about tactics, specifically, we're talking about, in this context, the opportunity for acquisitions and certainly associates. That's footprint expansion, usually through acquisitions, although we do talk a little bit about de novo as well. But I actually go through footprint expansion mostly around acquisitions in terms of pipeline development. And we even go through a case study together where I give you my insights into an opportunity that a former client had to acquire a practice in terms of, you know, what I see in there and kind of how you can take it apart. It's a teaching tool. It's a case study. It's a learning tool. And we talk a little bit about the same thing as it relates to attracting associates. Both of these growth tactics around growth, be they acquisition oriented or associate recruiting, if you will, are part of pipeline development. It is the long game. And it is something that there's a discipline to it. There's a methodology to it. And if you're going to build a group practice, it is not an on-off switch. Neither one is. And so we spend one session talking about pipeline development as it relates to acquisitions, and we spend another session talking about recruiting and development as it relates to associates. Those are two key cornerstones. Like I said, we do talk a little bit about de novo as well, but most of you are probably going to be growing through acquisition. So tactically, really kind of getting inside the weeds of all of that. And then the fourth key takeaway, I would say, from this class and the interaction with all the people on it has really been around a dose of reality. You know, businesses are dynamic animals. They exact a toll on all of us, you, me, our families. And you kind of need to be, you need to go into this if it's the right course of growth for you. If you decide that building a group practice is what you want to do, you have to have a dose of reality around the toll it's going to take on you personally and professionally, and the repercussions that has on our family lives. You've heard me say, I'm not here to talk you into building a group practice. Just because that's what our business is focused on doesn't mean that I believe it's the right course of action for everybody. I know it's not, because I get a decent number of opportunities every year to look at failing businesses or failures outright. And that's a challenging proposition. I don't want to talk people into building a group practice if your heart isn't in it and if you don't have realistic expectations. So we talk about, in the early pieces of Catalyst, things from a tactical level and preparing for growth and, you know, evaluating a lot of different stuff to avoid failure. And that all has a lot of merit. Even if you decide not to build a group practice, candidly, it has a lot of merit. But, you know, to put a bow on things, I think it's critically important for us to spend time, you know, deciding and giving guidance around whether or not you're in it to win it and really committed to the journey. Because if you're not, you start making bad decisions, and then probably you're going to compound those bad decisions. And that's just not a place where I would like to see any of you end up. The last piece of Catalyst, as I kind of finish that teaching module in the sixth week, the last piece of Catalyst is not a group collaboration session. It's a one-on-one session with me. And I've been able to dig in on a, I guess I would say, a personal level with a lot of the participants around, you know, what moves the needle for them, what their expectations are, what they want to build, and really if this is the right journey for them. And for some, it's not. And that is quite okay. So I think the structure of the program has been fun and it's been easily accessible. Even though we're trying to cover four time zones simultaneously, nothing is perfect. But I think the program itself, I've gotten really good feedback on the Monday or Tuesday evening, Friday morning or afternoon type sessions, that the teaching module is on Monday or Tuesday evening and the group collaboration session is on Friday morning or Friday afternoon. And I've heard from those that's a good format, because it allows you to digest what you learn, then come back and you know, think about it for a little bit, come back and ask questions about it and kind of bat it around the yard a little bit, which is a healthy type of a process. But, you know, the 6 weeks is not interminable. You learn a lot in a fairly short period of time, so there's a lot of bang for the buck. And the fact that they're all recorded and you can go back and watch them on playback has been pretty beneficial to everybody who might have a personal conflict for family situation, or patients run over, or, you know, has a conflict as it relates to the week or the day itself. So I've enjoyed it. I've told the group that I just finished up with that they were more than I could have ever asked for. They were really, really dialed in and asked a lot of good questions. Collaboration was great. The give and take was really wonderful. And that, you know, frankly, that made it fun for me. It was really, really fulfilling. My time is worth something too, but knowing that so many got so much out of it and were appreciative of it is a great thing for me. So we are going to be running another one. I will link to the registration page in the show notes, and we will link to it when we send this out in email. But for those who are interested in possibly joining us, it will kick off on Monday, April the 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And that will be the rules of engagement, as I like to say. And then the first full class the 6 weeks officially kicks off with content and everything like that on Monday, May the 6th, and Friday, May the 10th, and it rolls for 6 weeks thereafter. So it will be hopefully another very beneficial session for the people who choose to enroll in it. And I look forward to spending time with all of you and deciding helping you decide as to whether or not this group practice thing is the right step for you. And if it is, giving you the tactics and the tools necessary to simply avoid failure. And sincere thanks for those who were in this past class for making it so much fun and fulfilling and rewarding for me. I want to give a shout out to all 16 of those individuals that joined me in the session that we just wrapped up. You guys and gals were great, and I look forward to continuing our work together as we roll forward too. For those that have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly, or if you think this is the right next step for you, I encourage you to get one of the seats as registration is presently open. And if you've got questions, you can reach out to me directly at Perrin@PolarisHealthcarePartners.com. Thanks so much for being a listener and a subscriber. We will see you on the next episode.